Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon. This is your host, Buck Nasty. I'm here, and it is July 1st. It is about 7:30 p.m. for me here. So we're going to do something a little different for today's podcast. I don't have my mic or anything set up, so I'm having to use my phone. So today, for those who know, who've been with me the last couple a podcast, know that I am getting ready to prepare to move to Korea for 2 years for the Army. Today, I had the movers come and pick up all my household goods from the house and load it all up into the storage bins to be prepared to be shipped overseas to Korea. So now there's nothing left in my house. So after a whole day of watching these movers pack up all my things, get it all loaded, and then cleaning the apartment one final time after they cleared out, I had to go around. I had to get turn my internet off, get all that stuff done, and come to my hotel room that I checked out for the night. So that's where I'm at currently. I'm currently at my hotel. Tomorrow, I will be going on base, and I will be finaling out. Barring any setbacks or anything, I should be gone from Fort Riley, Kansas, by afternoon tomorrow. I can't tell you how excited I am to be away from here. Normally, I try to go into each duty station thinking, you know, best possible situation, make the best of everything you can do. But Fort Riley is definitely taking its toll on me. I've only been here for 2 years, but I'm ready to leave. I'm ready to go back to Korea. For those who know me, know that I'll be going to Korea, and I'll be getting married to my fiance when I get down there. My daughter will be coming with me to Korea. So the reason why we're going to do things a little differently is because I'm kind of short on time today, but I wanted to get something done to put out for you guys for tomorrow. Tomorrow's podcast will probably be somewhat of the same situation. I'll kind of record something similar to what I'm doing today. Tomorrow I'm going to be pretty busy most of the morning, and then I'll be driving a lot to get to my parents' house tomorrow. So it'll be probably another late recording tomorrow. And I really don't want to try to dig my microphone out of my suitcase tomorrow when I get there. So I'll probably not have my mic until Wednesday-ish. So we'll see. Wait a minute. What's today? No, Friday. Probably won't have my microphone out till Friday. Today's Tuesday. No, today's Wednesday. And I'm losing track of time. This week has gone by. So we're going to do this podcast. I had a buddy of mine. He DM'd me a bunch of messages, a bunch of questions. That he wanted me to answer on podcast, but we also had a couple of people that posted in the podcast channel, the podcast question channel. So I'll answer those first, and then we'll go to the ones that my buddy DM'd me, and that will pretty much wrap up the show. We'll talk about those questions. I'll explain some answers, and then maybe touch on a few more topics before we end tonight's podcast. We won't make it very long. This will be kind of a short question answer one. So from Will Panda U, he posted a question in the questions channel saying, when did you first decide to join the military? So with that question, go back to high school a little bit. Me and a buddy of mine, we had always talked about joining the military. Joining the Army, we talked to recruiters, we did all that. He never went through with it. I never went through with it. Ended up getting out of high school, going to get a full-time job, da-da-da-da. So I went from having part-time jobs all through high school to having a part-time and a full-time job when I got out of high school. And just Army kind of went to the wayside. Never really thought about it, never thought about doing it again. Few years go by, I'm about 19 years old, 20 years old, I was like, yeah, you know, I might try to join the military. Maybe I'll do National Guard. Maybe I'll do Army Reserve, something like that. And then kind of went to the wayside again. A year or so later, I was talking with a coworker of mine, and he's like, you know, you should really think about doing it. You should do this, do that. But if you're going to do it, go active duty. Don't do part time. I was like, okay, you know. At this time, I'm like 22 years old. And so at that time, I left my work, I left my job, and I moved up towards another part of Missouri to be closer to my parents. And I got a part-time job there. And it was kind of, you know, it was kind of iffy whether or not they would hire all the temps on because I got a forklift job, but I was a temp worker. And there was kind of rumors going about that the company might go under and might go bankrupt. So the chances of us getting hired on were going to be very slim. So I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm gonna do it. No time like the present. So I went to talk to a recruiter and started to get back into or started to get into a running shape again. And after like 3 months of talking to a recruiter, I finally went up to go to MEPS, and I talked to MEPS. And at this time, I'm 23 years old. I go up to the MEPS, and while I'm up there, do your whole physical and all that stuff. You select your MOS and do all that. And then once that's done, you do your contract signing, I think. What'd we do here? I think we did. Yeah, I think we did our contract signing. I can't be 100% sure, but I went to the MEPS in Kansas City, and we went up there, and then came back after the MEPS and all that. Then they're like, okay, you know, your ship date isn't going to be until like January, and at this time it's like August, September. Well, then my job, as I predicted, the rumors were true, and they went bankrupt. So then I was unemployed for like a month and a half. Then I was able to get a part-time job working at the local Walmart, explain the situation to them, explain that I would be leaving towards the end of January to go on to go to the military. And they're like, you know what? We'll hire you on because we need extra seasonal help for the holidays because Black Friday and Christmas and all that was coming up. And I was like, yeah, okay. So I worked there, and it wasn't a bad gig. I kind of enjoyed it, you know. Then, so by the time I shipped off in January to go to basic training, I was 24 years old. So that's kind of my story of how I decided to join the Army and when I actually did. It was a good thing for me. I enjoyed it. I got to go see different places. Got to meet a lot of great people and just proud to be able to consider myself a member of the armed forces and say that I did something that only 1% of the population can really go and say they did. So with that, I mean, I enjoy it. And that kind of goes into my next question that was asked of me from SSEJ. He said, would you encourage us to join the military? I would encourage anybody who wants to have structure and discipline and wants to be able to, you know, feel like they're doing something for greater good, wants to go and explore, wants to get free money to go to college and earn a degree. So even if you don't go, you know, for full 20 years, because I'm not, and you only want to do one enlistment, which is about 3 to 4 years, sometimes 6 years, depending on what MOS you go, what job you go in under. But I would definitely encourage everybody to go and do the military, even if it's just one contract enlistment. So that would be my answer to that question. Yes, I would encourage you all to go and do that. So now we're going to move to my buddy. He DM'd me a few questions, and he wants me to answer them live on the podcast. One question he asked me is, like, he said, what do you think of tattoos, and do you have any? Well, I've got 4 tattoos, and I'm looking to get another one when I get to Korea. There's kind of a funny story. So I never thought I would like tattoos. I never thought I would want any or anything like that. Well, that kind of went to the went null and void when I was at Fort Hood. My wife at the time, she was messing around on Facebook and going through her Army Wives page, and there was a tattoo artist, a local tattoo artist, that needed some computer help. Their computer systems were running really slow. They thought they had viruses. They wanted to speed. They wanted to sped up and all that. And they needed some tech support, and they offered a tattoo for the in exchange for the computer work. And I was like, my wife knew that I was computer savvy, and, you know, without talking to me about it, you know, threw my name in the hat. And the next thing I know, I'm at this guy's place. I'm fixing up his computer for him. You know, I installed some programs, sped it up, cleaned it out, deleted a bunch of programs, just, you know, house cleaning stuff. I installed a few programs on there for him that he could use for his, you know, tattoo stuff. I threw on like Adobe Photoshop and a few programs like that for him. And then he's like, okay, I'll give you a tattoo. What do you want? Where do you want it? I was like, oh, well, let me think about it. You know, I never really thought about getting a tattoo. And I was like, you know what? I'll get one. And I got a tattoo on my upper left arm. It's a black and white tattoo. It's got a heart with a dove holding on to the heart. And then it's got a banner underneath of it. And it's got my daughter's full name on it. And so that was my first tattoo. And it didn't hurt. Not like I thought it would. There was a couple spots that were tender. But for the most part, it felt good. And like, then after that, I was addicted. Like, I was like, man, I got to get more. So I didn't pay for that tattoo. That one was free. Then I continued to do more computer work for him. He gets a lot of trade-ins, or tips. So there's people, instead of tipping him money, we'll tip him like a laptop or a tablet or something like that, speakers, whatever, so that they can tip them something else on top of, so they don't have to pay him money on top of the tattoo. So he would get a lot of electronics. So what I would do is I would fix all those electronics up for him, re-image them, and get them ready. And he would either keep them or resell them or whatever. And then I also did a lot of advertising for him, and I brought a bunch of customers in. And so he gave me another tattoo for free. The other tattoo I got was a color one, and I got it on my upper right arm. And it's got my grandma's name in it when she passed away. And it's a cross with a banner wrapped around the cross with her name on it. And then it's got a rose that is in the background of the cross, like growing on the cross. So I got that one for free as my second tattoo. My third tattoo, after doing some more computer work and advertising and stuff like that, I got a third one for free. And it was one that I got on my forearm, on my left arm. And it's a dream catcher, but it's like Native American style dream catcher that has feathers hanging from it. It's got ghost etching on the background, outlining the dream catcher. And it's got my son's name in the middle of the dream catcher. I got that one for free. And then the other one I got, I actually paid for it. On my right arm, I have a full half a sleeve on my right arm, and it's just a funky little design in multiple colors. So I've got one arm that's colored and then one arm that's black and white. I prefer the black and white. When I get to Korea, I'm definitely going to be getting another one for sure. So that kind of explains some of the tattoos that I have and kind of some little stories, background behind them. And so, yeah, so I would like to hear your guys's. If you guys got any tattoos or want to get any tattoos or have any ideas for tattoos, please post them in the either the question channel or post it in the global chat channel in my section of the server. Somebody wants to ask me how I got my nickname Buck Nasty. So how I got that nickname, here when I got to Fort Riley, people couldn't pronounce my last name right. And so my last name starts with B-U-C, so they would say Buck. They would just shorten it to Buck. And, you know, in the military, everybody calls everybody by your last name because that's what is posted, you know, that's your name tape that's on your uniform is by your last name. So to make it easier, everybody would just call me Buck. Well, then one of my NCOs at work and a buddy of mine that I worked with in my shop, they were like, you know what? Why don't we just call you Buck Nasty? And I was like, what the hell is Buck Nasty? I was like, what is this? And then so they told me, they showed me the video of the Dave Chappelle skit that he did on Comedy Central. And it's, you know, the player haters ball is what it is. If you go to Google and type in Buck Nasty player haters skit or show, it'll pop up. But he is like the nastiest hater in the world or something like that. I don't know, just something funny, goofy, and it kind of stuck with me. And now everybody called me Buck Nasty. And so then I was like, I just, you know, went with it. And so now my nickname on Discord and Clash and everything is Buck Nasty. And I just carried it over into the name of the podcast. And so, you know, people call me Buck Nasty. People call me Buck. So that's kind of how I got the name and kind of stuck with me. And it's probably going to stick with me for many, many years. So another question that was asked is, do you have any pets and what are their names? And what was your favorite pet you've ever had, if any? So I love pets. I'm a dog person. I mean, I love cats. My mom likes cats, but at heart, I'm a dog person. So I do currently have a dog. He is a pit bull mix. I picked him up from the shelter when I first got to Fort Riley a couple years ago. He was free because somebody already paid for all his shots and all of that, but nobody wanted him because he was so old. He was 10 years old, and all he did was just lay there in his kennel underneath the blanket. He wouldn't even, like, really come out until we actually got him out and got him outside. He didn't get along with all the other animals and all of that. And he was also allergic to grass. Of all things for a dog to be allergic to, he was allergic to grass. So other than me having to, you know, take him to a vet and get him some medicine, that was the only requirement for me to get him. So I did that and I got him some medicine, you know, but it was expensive, man. The medicine was like $125. So I started looking into alternate medicines, alternate stuff to use to help with his grass allergy. And one thing that really, really works is I got a diffuser, an essential oil diffuser, and I would put tea tree oil or eucalyptic oil inside the diffuser, and I'll just let that spray around the house, and that helps relieve the redness that he has and the itchiness and stuff. And so now I don't have to buy him any medicine anymore. Well, he's like 13, 14 years old now. So, well, 13. So he's getting up there in age, but he's the best dog. You know, I don't really like puppies too much. They're cute and all, but there's just so much of a headache to train and potty train and go through the biting stage, the scratching, itching, all that. He's perfect. My dog just lays around the house and old man style and just likes to lay under the blankets, lay on the bed, whatever. He knows not to get on my bed, though, because he does get a little hairy. And I don't like my bed smelling like dog. But, you know, he's a good dog. I love him. And, but of all time, there was a dog I had, and I barely remember him because my mom had him before I was born. And he just became really overprotective of me once I was born. So my mom would tell me all these stories about, like, he knew that she was pregnant. He would always, like, you know, lay down on her belly and stuff like that. Like, he knew that, you know, she was about to have a baby or something. And then once I was born, like she said, the dog never left my side. Always stayed on by my side. Every time I would cry, it would come running up, and then I would stop crying. She would tell me stories of, I'd be, you know, laying on the couch or something, or in the crib, while she's at work, and the babysitter was there, and the babysitter would come in there to check on me, and then the dog would hop in front of her, and wouldn't let her by, and then the dog would just lay up next to me, and then I would stop crying. So it was kind of overprotective. Dog's name was Cuddles. I don't exactly remember what kind of mix it was or anything like that, but it was an all-white dog. And that dog stayed with us until I was like 5 years old. I was in kindergarten. And then the dog, he was tied up in the back, in the backyard. And I don't know if he heard another dog in trouble or what it was, but he ended up jumping the fence, and then he ended up choking himself, and he died that way. So I was 5 years old when he died, but just by what I remember of him and then just the stories that my mom has told me, you know, he will be ultimately my favorite dog. So that's what it is with that. Oh, let's see. I think there was one more question. Let's see if I can pull this back up. My phone went off real fast. If you had intro music, what song would it be and why? Well, that's a good question. Music, as some of you may know, is one of my passions. I love music. I can't sing to save my life. I can't play any instruments, but I love listening to music. I love exploring and finding new artists out there to listen to, new bands to listen to. Music has always been a passion of mine. I, at one point, had dreams when I was younger to be a DJ. Obviously, that didn't pan out too well. But I don't know. So if I had to pick an intro song, let me think. That would be a very difficult question. So I would have to think on that for a little bit. But if I had to go off of top of my head at the moment, I would say probably Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue. It's a pretty good song, 80s rock song, or 80s, 90s, heavy metal, hair metal band. Great song, Kickstart My Heart, very upbeat, uplifting, you know, makes you want to, like, once you hear it, you want to get out there. You're all amped up and hyped up. And, you know, that's kind of what this podcast is about. Just something different, something unique, something to get you amped up, talking about, get your mind thinking about different stuff. So, yeah, that's all that we're going to be able to do today. It's getting a little late for me. I mean, 8 o'clock, it's not getting late, but I'm an old man, so I'm going to get off here. I'm going to get this podcast downloaded and get it scheduled to be uploaded for tomorrow morning. Like I said, tomorrow I may or may not do a group chat for the podcast, for the recording. It just depends on what my time frame looks like and how busy whenever I get back to my parents' house, you know, how much time I have left and if I'm willing to get on to do a full voice chat. So in the meantime, for those who are listening to them and wait for these podcasts to be released, if you are still listening at the end of this podcast, if you have any questions that you would like to ask of me or want me to answer, please post them in my podcast questions channel in the server. And for those who aren't in the server and may be listening to this out on Spotify or Google or Apple, I will post the Discord link in the description of the video, as with all my videos. So you can get on, you can join, and then you can find my section in the server. It's a big server, but you can find my section in the server called the Buck Nasty Experiment. And just go to the welcome channel, read the rules, and click on the little check mark at the bottom once you agree. And then you'll see the other channels populate. You'll be able to post questions, get in the general chat. You can put feedback on my podcast. And then you can also join in on the podcast when I go live. I'll put out announcements and I'll tag you. You'll be automatically have the Buck Nasty podcast role for the server. Once you agree to the welcome rules, you'll get assigned that role automatically. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and close out this podcast. Sorry that it's not a group session. Sorry it's not that long. But like I said, it's been a busy, busy day, and I'm just ready to get some rest and get some sleep and get prepared for tomorrow, because it's going to be another busy day. So with that, you guys have a good night, good morning, good evening, wherever you are in the world. And just try to stay positive during these times. And enjoy. Good night, y'all.